going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They're putting the 2023 Cleveland Browns back together. Welcome to Baskin and Phelps. Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin. As they kept picking players, Andy, I thought, I get it. This is what they're doing, folks.
That was after what, two picks?
It was after three picks. I thought, I get it. I see what you're doing here. I understand. And this is what they're doing. And we're going to get to the quarterback stuff in a minute. First pick, what did you do?
Trade.
You got a defensive tackle. You passed on the number one wide receiver in the draft.
I can't live like this.
Just hear me out on this.
Okay.
Tell me if there's anything to this. You passed on the number one wide receiver in the draft. In 2023, the Browns had a pretty good wide receiver in Amari Cooper, right? Mm-hmm. But they didn't really throw the ball a whole lot, did they? No, they didn't.
No.
And then what did you do with the second round pick? You drafted another defensive player. What was the key part of the 2023 Cleveland Browns? The defense. The defense. They won with 14 different quarterbacks. The defense was the key. So you bring in someone to solidify the defensive line. Then you bring in a linebacker, either an additional linebacker or a linebacker to take the place of JOK. God willing, he's able to play football. God willing, he wants to play football. God willing, he does whatever he needs to do to protect his health. Then in the other second-round pick, what do? You bring in a running back. Nick Chubb was hurt that year, remember?
Yep.
They went Jerome Ford, Kareem Hunt. You had two running backs, and you used them, and they were both relatively effective.
Okay.
But you upgrade from Jerome Ford by bringing in Judkins, your new Nick Chubb. And I'm thinking, there you go. What did Kevin Stefanski love to do in 2023, the season where the Browns went to the playoffs and won 11 games?
Run.
Play two tight ends. What did you do? You drafted Harold Fannin from Bowling Green and Canton McKinley High School. Mm-hmm. Boom, 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 boom. Four straight picks where you're recreating the 2023 Cleveland Browns. Four straight. Then what did you do? You get to the next round, you bring in a quarterback, a short quarterback, for whatever that's worth. Okay, you took your chance at a quarterback. Then what did you do? You went right back and drafted another running back. Kareem Hunt.
Nick Chubb.
Jerome Ford. Nick Chubb till he got hurt. Mm-hmm. Then you got two running backs. You're going to pound that football. You're going to pound the football. Then you bring in another quarterback. Okay, you're taking your chances. How many different quarterbacks did they have in 2023? A bunch. Ended up being Joe Flacco. Folks, they're trying to put the same type of team together that they took to the playoffs in 2023. Defense, first and foremost. Defense. Run the football. You drafted two running backs. You didn't draft a wide receiver, which we're going to get to. But defense, run the football. Welcome back to 2023 with the Cleveland Browns. That's what they're trying to recreate. And they're going to find somebody who can run an offense and hand the ball off and hit open receivers, assuming that some of these guys are able to get open. That's what I think they're trying to do. Get back to Kevin Stefanski football as opposed to trying to tailor an offense to fit Deshaun Watson last year with Ken Dorsey and his pass-happy offense that did not work and failed miserably.
All right, I'll buy what you said at the end. I think it just – I kind of feel like you're overthinking it here.
How can you overthink two defensive players, two running backs, and a tight end? I mean, that screams Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying.
It screams Jim Schwartz defense in 2023.
So on a scale, you know, on a 100-point scale, you're at like 25, Jeff. I mean, like – I just think you're running laps.
All right, then what were they trying to do
around the stake?
Then what were they doing?
I'm not quite sure at the end if they did know what they were doing, and I'm also wondering if they kind of hit the emergency panic button when it came to quarterback because Shadur was there and the guy that they probably wanted wasn't. Like I kind of feel like if Jalen Milroe was still available, they would have only drafted one quarterback, and that would have been Jalen Milroe. But when Milroe got picked.
They wanted Milroe.
Well, and you're assuming that they're trying to put the band back together. So, I mean, I'm just looking at this whole thing.
Their draft picks scream 2023.
Okay, well, it's not. And I'm like, I got to turn the page. And I like, you know what gets old and tiring? When people start saying, no offense to you, Jeff, or we can take the offense if you want to, that they passed on so-and-so. We could do that on almost every player in the NFL. Over and over.
Who did
and
I
over
say
again.
They passed on? Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter.
That's
yeah.
the only. Well, they did.
Yeah.
They traded out. That's passing on him.
Well, they also passed on Abdul Carter, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm not going to sit here. Once you've decided that you're going to put a name to the pick that you have, I'm tired of going back and saying, well, they didn't select this person.
It's not even the person, it's the position.
Yeah, it's not you, Jeff.
It's the
I'm just
position.
Because you're not
they,
the only
they
one that
passed
says
on
this
a
kind
wide
of stuff.
The best wide receiver in the draft. That immediately screams, and apparently many folks think they did a great job by doing that, but it screams to me they're going in a different direction, and that direction is what was successful for them in 2023.
Okay.
They're going to run the football, they're going to play two tight ends, and they're going to try and have a kick-butt defense.
I still am trying to figure out why they did what they did, why they took Sanders and Dillon. That's it. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me for a team that needs help at wide receiver. They didn't do anything at wide receiver.
Not necessarily going to get good wide receivers in the fifth round.
Well, I'm not even saying. So
and
what?
It wasn't,
I mean,
it wasn't even
one.
A deep wide receiver.
Yeah, you're making
draft.
Excuses. Like, no, about I, no,
I'm,
somebody
I'm
up.
Stating a, I'm stating
no,
a fact.
No, you're not stating
there.
A fact. You're making excuses because
there's no excuse to be made. There's
well,
no excuse.
You're trying to tell me that there isn't going to be a wide receiver that was picked after the fourth round that couldn't have an impact in the league? And again, I'm not mad at what they did.
Does their track record of drafting wide receivers give you any confidence that they would have found somebody in the fifth round? Oh, my God, they can't find him.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we started together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'm in the third.
Jeff, it doesn't matter. They didn't take a wide receiver, so they couldn't. So I guess that's fail-proof then. If you have no expectations, you can't be disappointed. That's ridiculous. I don't understand why they took two quarterbacks. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand it. You have Flacco, you have Pickett, you have a first-round pick next year. And what I think is that maybe that they wanted Jalen Milroe and they couldn't get him. Maybe they wanted Dillon Gabriel all along. And if that's the case, why not? Do you know what kind of a circus they brought to town by bringing in two quarterbacks? And one is Shadur Sanders. And the fans are going to be screaming and yelling when they have a slow start, if they have a slow start, for Shadur Sanders. Is that fair to do to a fifth-round pick? Let's be super honest. Like the reaction, the video, the whole video thing
kid
about
was thrilled.
The whole video about the reaction from the front office when Shadur Sanders that they didn't look like they were too thrilled about what's going on. No, that's the reaction you should have for a fifth round pick.
Agreed.
So I'm looking at this whole thing. I'm just trying to figure out what they're trying to do. Are they looking ahead? Is it a 2-year process? Is it a 1-year process? Do they really eliminate where you were drafted when they try to determine who's going to play where? I don't think so. And for a team that went so far out of their way last year to avoid conflict between Deshaun Watson and Joe Flacco, man, they're asking for all kinds of headaches down the road here between Shedeur Sanders, Dillon Gabriel, and then what are they going to do with Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco? People are asking me, who do I think is going to start? I'm not changing my mind. I still think it's Kenny Pickett's job to win.
Agreed. Agreed. Let's talk quarterback as soon as we hear from Corey.
I was just going to say, though, we all have to admit that Andrew Berry did have the same look on his face when that pick was made as when the third graders walk off the stage at the music concert and you know the fourth graders are coming with the recorders.
I'm sorry. I thought
that
he
was
just,
the look Andrew Berry had was, oh, no.
I thought he just heard that his dog got hit by a car.
Right. Hello.
Hi, Corey.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
You.
So, I'll be honest with you. That's the point I was going to make. It's because I've never gotten your radio station. Y'all can fact check me and all this. I've never said Andrew Berry should be fired. I've always defended this guy. But when Shedeur Sanders picked, I mean, prior to that, everybody was up in arms and clapping, and they did that for every team. But when Shedeur Sanders got picked, it was Andrew Berry. Let me tell you this, man. For you to be an African-American, for you to have that look on your face when the African-American quarterback, a young man trying to live his dream, got picked, and for you to sit there and have that look like somebody stole your cat or slapped your mama, you should be fired for that.
Wait, who are you talking about, Andrew, or are you talking about Kevin, or are you talking about Jimmy Haslam?
Because they all look the same.
Yeah.
But Andrew had a look on his face. He fell back in his chair and had a look on his face like somebody slapped his mama. And for that, I've never got on this radio station. You guys can fact check me. I've never.
Corey, let's fact check this. Let's go back and look at the reaction of every team in the NFL for their fifth round pick.
Every
let's go back. Here's the problem, because Shedeur Sanders is probably a second. It's no less than a second round quality player coming out of college, right? His athletic ability will tell you, and I'm being generous there by saying he's no less than a second round pick. And by the time you get to the fifth round, and that's your last pick, go ahead.
My thing is, even if you go back and look at San Francisco, like you had, even with the Mr. Irrelevant, that team was happy to get him. You know what I'm saying? Get him.
It doesn't matter what their reaction is. The bottom line is he's here.
And are they going to give him a chance to play? I think Shedeur Sanders has a chance to win the starting job.
Andy?
I think he has a chance to win it.
You said, you know, you're wondering what they're doing at quarterback. I think if I had... This is what they're doing. And I think this is just fine. Kevin Stefanski has shown that he can win football games with competent quarterback play. They are going to throw it wide open. You have four guys, and they're going to compete to see who's the starting quarterback of the team this year. And if one of them is head and shoulders above the others, it doesn't matter which one it is. He's going to play, and he's going to be the starter. Whether it's Dillon Gabriel, and don't count him out. I got a text message from a football analyst who we've had on the show over the weekend, and he said, you are going to be shocked by Dillon Gabriel. And we're going to talk to some Dillon Gabriel folks coming up in the show. You're going to be shocked. He absolutely loves him and loves the pick. If Shedeur, Andy, has a chip on his shoulder, and he's and
good.
Bring him in. Yeah. Let him compete.
I feel like they took 25 darts. They threw them all at the dartboard, and they're hoping that one lands in the middle at the bullseye. That's all there is to it.
Four men competing for a job. That's what's going on here at quarterback, in my estimation. And I say, good. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.